Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kalen Lend Me Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey everybody, Kalen Patterson, and this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation and opportunity in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's talk. And I'm really excited about tonight's episode. This is a big one for me because when I first came into what I knew would be natural competition, it was with the NMBF and the IFPA. And I got to meet a gentleman that was actually in one of a bad situation, but he actually turned it into a good situation just by the way he handled it. And that was a fella that didn't win that really thought he was and threw a fit and happened to throw it right in front of Fred. And Fred stepped in and kind of put him in his place in the most polite way, but let him know if he did, you know, circumstances like that in the future, he'd be dismissed. And he said it in such a nice way that the fella calmed down in such a nice way. I was really surprised. So, Fred, if you could introduce yourself to the people that don't know you, that's what you I can't, would be few and far between. But just say hello to the Natty Nation.
Well, hello. And I'm Fred Rolette. I'm the president of the NEMBF, co-chairman of the IFPA. And I am happy to be on the radio tonight. And I do remember, I remember that occasion, and it was in Indiana, and it was that OK show.
Yes.
And
yes.
Believe it or not, I was really upset. I was always biting my tongue to stay professional at the time. But it turned out OK. It turned out all right.
Yes. Yes, it did. And I was really proud. I mean, because those are the moments that people don't see, you know, and but you still kept what you know to be true. And it was so well done that all the children that were coming out of the, you know, the venue and also the restrooms got to see natural bodybuilding at its finest when it seemed like it could have gone its worst.
It turned out well that evening, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you doing, Mr. Patterson?
I'm doing just fine. And you know, we had some issues with the thunderstorms, but it's being real polite to us today. And I'm just so glad because, you know, we have you've got a lot on your plate this year. And, you know, the IFPA is really coming up and the NMBF is really stepping up its game. And I'm glad because when I first learned about bodybuilding, I was one of the ignorant few, well, not one of the ignorant few, one of the many ignorants, and I say that in the nicest way, is because I didn't know that the NPC was a different brand of what they call natural, and I put that in a severe air quotes, and that was my introduction to it, and I said, well, there's no way this could be right, and I was getting turned off from it so bad, and then when I learned of actual natural competitions, it was through the NNBF, and I was so glad that the standards were held to where they could actually be addressed in a way that the people could actually have a level playing field, and you know, your adherence to it has been well above par, because I know you actually walk through sometimes to make sure that these people are addressing the needs of the competitors, and John and Becky do as well. So, you know, what keeps you coming back? Because, you know, we do a lot of belly aching on social media. It's a lot of crying about, you know, how things aren't right. But I know, you know, I get to see the side that you guys have to push through. And it's not easy having to be thrown under the bus on something that you haven't done wrong, but it's been portrayed that way. How do you keep coming back and still doing what you do?
I think you have to know where you came from. And when I first started, there were approximately, in the NAMBF, there were approximately five promoters, maybe six shows. And so the goal was to build a foundation, and that's what we did. But as you build the foundation, every now and then you're going to have to rip a wall out and put another wall back up, or you have to change it a little bit here and a little bit there. And so today, with all those social media, it gives everyone a platform to stand on and voice their opinion. But you can't react to everything, because if you know what your goal is and you have a plan, then that's what you have to stick to. And that's what we have. We have a plan. We have a plan for 2016. I'm not going to go into it, but it's going to be really, really, really good. And but having that foundation and sticking to your plan is what's really important.
Well, it's a well-run plan, because, you know, honestly, I can remember when the NPC was trying to dog walk every show you guys did, because they put a show right on your show. I mean, your show day was their show day, and they didn't
they
set
still
up.
Do.
Yeah. But
Kaylin, the weird thing about all of that is they will call our promoters and see what day they're having the show, and then they'll put their show on that same day.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
I think that's laughable. I think that is laughable, because the numbers are proving that they're making a big mistake by doing that, and they're also losing the actual natural competitors that would like to compete. And it's funny to me, because they actually did it with the intent to basically bury you, and you've actually stepped on them. So, I mean, you took the bull by the horn and basically punched it in the mouth.
Yeah. Well, we just stick to our goals, stick to our plan, and we don't really, quote-unquote, get caught up in all that negative media. And you know, just do what you do and do it to the best of your ability.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and so that's what we do.
It's working well for you, I can tell you that. Now, you actually have a show coming up next month, and it's one of the bigger shows. Is it still the two-day format?
It's no, 2 days. We have the running format. We're known for the running format.
Yeah, there we go.
We try and get about 230, 240 athletes on stage at 8:30 in the morning, and we try and get them off the stage the whole show by about 6:30 or 7. But now we have two stages that are running at the. You've been there.
There we go.
We've had
That's
two stages running at the same time. Two sets of judges, two sets of audiences, and you can go back and forth. And we just run the whole show, and it should be done by 6:30 or 7 o'clock. And I'm telling you, that was the first time I've got so many positive emails, thank yous, handshakes, that we got everyone on the stage and off the stage. Everyone got to do their routine, and they just thought it was wonderful. And believe me, getting out of there at 6:30 on a Saturday night is wonderful.
Yes, and you didn't have to cut any corners, and you didn't have to shortcut anybody. Short end anybody, which is a blessing.
Yes, everyone got their time, and
go ahead.
Everyone got their time, and all the people who came to see them got to see them on stage, and so I think that's a great format. As long as we can stay at that theater, I don't know any place that has two big theaters like that where you can do that. So,
well, I'm glad you said that, because that puts the onus on the competitors and how they treat the venue, because, you know, we always say what the promoter needs to do and what the presidents need to do, but there's also an onus on the competitors themselves, you know, to keep in venues and places like that.
Uh-huh. Well, they be honest with you, the athletes do a really good job at that show, and we really don't run into too many issues, and so they do a really, really good job. We try and keep them updated on what they can and can't do. And thus far, they've done a wonderful job. I think, too, within the NAMBF, when you go to one show, you kind of been to all of them. And so we repeat the same message starting in April. And by the time we get to September, they say, okay, we know. And so our athletes do a wonderful job. And you know what? You've been backstage. We really don't have too many blow-ups backstage. Except for that show in Indiana, I've never seen a blow-up at an NAMBF show. That's why I had to cut that in the... You know, nip that in the bud as soon as possible, but we really don't have that many blow-ups.
No. I think, and this is something that I really learned early on, is down in that region, natural bodybuilding is big. And it's really on another level because the audience actually knows the fourth and fifth place competitors, and they remember them 2 years back. So I'm wow, you know, and they don't have a problem with telling people, you know, what they need to improve. I mean, it's like the knowledge and the education is still up in this region. It's not to that on that level, but I know down there it is. It's phenomenal. I was really impressed. I've always been impressed when I visit that region, how just so far ahead they are with the knowledge of the natural competitors, because, you know, it's still an up and coming thing in this region where, you know, it's still almost underground.
The NAMBUS was started in the quote unquote Midwest, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas City. And believe it or not, I don't have the biggest show in our organization. I have maybe the third or fourth largest. There's shows, we have one show 300 competitors. We have another show 250. So I'm not even the biggest show. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. But it's really, really where our roots are. And, you know, that's where we're from, the Midwest. And so you're right. And they're very knowledgeable fans, very knowledgeable.
Yeah. I can remember at the Keith Hunter show, when we were doing some of the interviews, there were people standing in the background waiting to chat and get autographs from Terry Starks. And I hadn't seen anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't seen anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Terry Starks is one of the best ambassadors for natural bodybuilding out there. He probably doesn't remember, but I remember him from 10 years ago, and he was preaching natural bodybuilding back then. And so he is a great ambassador. He's a good person, and we love him here in the Midwest. And I completely agree. In the Midwest, people know who the natural bodybuilders are.
Yes. And I mean, that speaks volumes of how well the shows are run. So the people can actually address, you know, what to expect. It's just, I'm so glad it's finally starting to trickle up this way. But I tell anybody that if they can get a chance to get down to one of the Liberty, the Kansas City, one of the St. Louis shows, it's so far ahead as far as what, you know, what should be expected of natural competitions. You know, and it's truly the upper echelon when you talk about the physiques. Well, you're the president, so you get to see how these people in the first year. It's really something. It's really something.
Well, I'm gonna be a little bit biased because in my contract it says I have to go to every show every third year. So every third year I'm at a show, and I am just so proud of our promoters. Because when I walk in the show, I can just see what we started 10 years ago. And I can just see how everything is run. And it is just flawless work. And couldn't be prouder of our promoters. I'm not saying anyone else's promoters don't do a wonderful job, but I'm just saying that our shows, it is like clockwork. And we have some good people doing the work behind the scenes.
Yes. And it's got to be great to have such impassioned people as promoters, as well as former competitors, and basically, so they live around this, to where they're addressing the people, and I've seen your wife included, where it hurts when something doesn't go right, and it might be something minuscule, but because they were supposed to be the right way, it doesn't matter. It went wrong, and darn it, we got to get better. And I said, that's what it should be like for everybody. And I tell everybody, you know, I said, it almost hurts to see them get a show like yours or John and Becky or Keith, and then they go to another show and they say, well, what happened? You know, it's like, well, you guys got spoiled and just didn't appreciate it until you see something like this. And now you understand, you know, how much effort and work it takes. Because, you know, everybody, it takes nothing to complain. But, you know, when you have the solution in your hand and you do it right, but it doesn't work out right, doesn't mean you didn't try. And I know you guys try to make that show as pleasant and as smoothly run. There's always something, you know, the person that went to the bathroom when you said, don't go anywhere. We're getting ready in 5 minutes. And the person says, well, I had to go check on my phone and see what was on social media. And they missed the call out. So it's always something. But that's not on your end. You know, I know you cover the bases meticulously. I can't express how you want this to be for the competitor, and it actually runs well that way.
You know, one of our number one rules is out of respect for our audience and out of respect for our competitors, you will start on time. And so the latest any of us have ever been is like 6 minutes, and that is just that is unacceptable. In fact, I had a promoter call me one time and said, look, I know you're going to be upset, but we have a late arriving crowd. We're going to probably sell it out. Can we wait another 7 minutes? And I said, well, it's 3 till now. And he says, well, I know, but we're going to be 4 minutes behind. Are you okay with that? I said, of course we're okay with that. If that's what you're waiting for, yes. But we try and tie up all the loose ends on things like that. You go back there, there's a competitor board. You go back there, there's expediters, they help. And just all those little things that people don't think about, that's what makes the shows run. That's what brings people back.
Yes. And, you know, the families are not just staying for their family members or their some people they know. They're sticking around to watch everybody because it's run so well that they can get a chance to see everybody and appreciate the work that's being done. I think that's where it translated to the growth for what you were doing because, you know, people could actually digest it in a way that was acceptable because, that, you know, most of the time they're so turned off by late starts, music not working, lighting, you know, it's just, it's so many things that could ruin a show. But you guys are basically up and at them before the competitors even have to wake up to get started.
I totally agree. And, you know, first year show, the promoter will go to the front door and shake everybody's hand who comes to the first year show. Thank them for coming to the show for that first year.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably didn't know that, but that's what they do. And so that helps build from 1 year to the next.
Yes. And they keep coming back. So you know you're doing something right. Because the numbers are staying high. And that's what I said, the one thing that's really needed, you know, is for people to understand the effort that happens on both ends. Because I think just seeing one side addresses nothing because it's basically just a selfish point of view. But if we can look at everything that's going on and not just, you know, from where I'm sitting, and what's going on with me, because I think sometimes we get to that I and me mentality where we forget that, you know, there's other people that have to be addressed. You know, I wanted my poly at certain such time. Well, you didn't call in soon enough or you didn't schedule soon enough. So you now you got basically got to take it or leave it seat and don't complain now. Well, you know, it kind of threw off my diet. Well, you're throwing off my show. So I think, you know, it's a back and forth, almost a tennis match. But if we look at it from a mature and adult point of view, these shows are being run as best as can be. And, you know, like you said, there's always room for improvement. But I think, like you said, with the social media side of it, some people aren't aware enough of the situation to make the statements or comments that they make.
Yeah. I think 2016 and going forth, we need to find a way to get all the natural organizations to combine. I don't know if we can, but at least we have to try. And I think that would be good if we can get some of the bigger organizations combined and come up with a common goal, common purpose. And I think that would help athletes a heck of a lot more than anything else. Do you know that if you look on natural bodybuilding events, on any given weekend, there's either 6 to 7 natural shows somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
6 to 7 natural shows somewhere. Think about that. Every weekend, sometimes there's 11 natural shows on a weekend. and we're not affiliated with each other.
That's
right. Unbelievable. What if we all united? Look at the numbers.
Yes. And look at the level of competition. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I can remember when you had Martin Daniels down there, and he shook up the world.
I remember that.
Yes. Because it's one picture, and I joke about it because I'm never going to say the competitor's name, but there was one picture I took, and when Martin Daniels did the front relax and his lat spread on that front relax, and that fella looked at him and he's like, oh. I had to delete that one because I said I don't ever want this one to get out because and some of these competitors are on another level. And like you said, if the organization united, you'd have some. I mean, you'd be basically running over the NPC because then they could see what natural physiques look like on a grand scale.
Absolutely, and the aesthetics are better. There's nothing, quote unquote, overdone. And so
yes. It's
a little bit more pleasing look.
Well, it's human.
Yes.
it's the you know, I say you're looking when somebody gets the muscle maturity, the development, the work, the diet, and you know, now with the nutrition and the bro science is dying out and all the ignorance that was from people that wanted to do right but just didn't know the exact science behind it, they're all fading out for the truth that is natural competitions. So, you know, I'd say in the last 2 to 3 years, physiques have just blossomed. It's really something to see. And I'm sure as a fan like me, You have to be just overjoyed that people's health has improved along with the actual show competition.
Yes, and you have the younger athletes come along like the Davion Hill and the Parker Blue, and these are young kids, and I call them children because they're only about 19, 20 years old, and they're starting at a point where generally they don't start, but now they're getting all this instruction, they're getting all this help. You got these supplement companies like P4P who's out there helping and showing them the right way. And so, yeah, they're going to have better physique. They're going to look really good. In fact, those guys, you know, they're going to be really good. If you think Martin Daniels is good now, wait till those guys get to about 30, 32, because they're only 20, 19. They're going to be really good. They look good now.
Yes. Well, I was I saw a picture of Guarino Mackey a couple of days ago.
Guarino Mackey, put him in there too.
Yes. My goodness. I mean, wow. These guys have taken what the elders have been showing and just run with it. And I'm sure that's what everybody wants is that, you know, because it doesn't really help to have winners now and not set up for the future later. And I think that's what these young guys are coming in with that in mind. They're taking the advice that, you know, the elder statesmen have been passing on, you know, like Marshall Johnson, Moji. Moji is one of the best teachers with how he speaks of natural bodybuilding and, you know, the posing. And he's not really teaching, but he's just sharing. But it comes off like a teacher because it's spoken so well.
Yes, Moji's a very good ambassador, and he's been on the natural scene for maybe 10 years. But he's a great ambassador. He does a wonderful job. Always professional. Always shows up in great condition. He is a pro's pro. And then of course Marshall Johnson. You just gotta love Marshall Johnson. He's always on the social media, always positive, always positive.
Yes.
And that's important for the younger athletes to see that they can be on the platform and keep it positive and still make an impact.
Mm-hmm. And they're so set on sharing that they, I don't even think they understand how good they are at what they do, just because they're, it's from the heart, you know, and then, you know, that sets up great, great atmosphere. Like you said, even backstage before they even make it to the stage, everybody's on a good and positive vibe, and the shows run that much better.
Yeah. You love having those people enter your show because you know they are going to bring you a very, very positive backstage, which is always important.
Mm-hmm. And you know, yeah, I love and appreciate that you have the expediters that aren't basically ripping people's heads off to try and get them ready for stage. Because, you know, that used to be a thing. I mean, my goodness, the expediters were almost like a drill sergeant. Angry and wanting to rip people's heads off, and I'm thinking, well, what good is this if you got somebody on stage that can't smile because he just got his butt reamed for not being 2 feet over?
And you know, and most of on at the Pro International, most of our people backstage have competed, and so they know, they understand. And of course, we have runners, and so they help keep people in line and get them there in a timely fashion. So that all helps as well. And you're right, if you treat the athletes backstage so that they can get on stage and be comfortable, that makes the biggest difference in the world.
Yes. And I'd like to speak on something else that, you know, the seminars are really taking off now because it's more people attending. And this is something that has to happen. I think a lot of people think they can just walk on stage and win, you know, off of YouTube. But actually, you know, the competition is getting so much better that basically you have to be more involved in it to actually start winning, especially at a show like Kansas City or the Natural Southern States Classic. These shows, I've seen people that have done it, but it's very rare without some kind of a good support group or realm. And the seminars are a nice way to get that happen.
Yeah, we have promoters who do several seminars. John Arnold, Aaron Callister, Herb Tables does seminars for us. Gail and Ray, they do seminars for us as well. So yeah, we're kind of heavy into the seminars, and it helps put a good product in the organization, a knowledgeable product, and of course it allows those new people who don't know that much about the organization where they can go and get help and introduce them to the correct way of getting ready for a show.
And
make it an enjoyable experience for them.
Yes. And it really makes a difference because they can have that sit-around talk time that they normally miss, you know, when the you know, because other family members already hit the road or something like that at the actual show. But at a seminar, they do have that sit-around talk time to where it can be addressed, and it's done. The seminars are done simply for that, the Q&A, to where, like you said, it does come off. And I'm surprised that more people haven't been more hands-on with those. It's still like 20 to 50 people that show up on a regular, but I've seen to where it's almost been more than that, where it's almost 70, where it's almost not enough room. So that lets that the interest is there.
Yeah, I know the Arnolds, when they generally do their seminars, they have a couple hundred. And Aaron Callister, he has probably about 400 to 500 people show for his. And so they're reaching quite a few people when you have that many people there.
Yes, and I would say this for the people listening now. If you hear about that many people showing up for a seminar, that means your competition got that much tougher. Because, you know, if you're going in there unknowledged, then you're basically at a disadvantage before you even hit the stage because it is a competition, whether the people understand it or not.
And then we got quite a few trainers who, you know, they train quite a few people, and they're well-known trainers, and so they're constantly getting people ready for shows. And so if you don't hook up with a good trainer or find a good studio to work out in, that's gonna play a factor in it too. But then, of course, you do every now and then have those genetic, for the lack of a better term, genetic freaks who can kind of do it on their own. But for the most part, everyone needs some type of help, some type of guidance.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was trying to explain earlier. There's some that just, you know, my goodness, they have a skill and mindset that's, you know, it's basically just above the board. So when they step out there, it's like, you know, wow, it's it's really something to see, but that's not that often. And I've seen more people, you know, disheartened, because one of the worst things is getting to the show and realizing it actually is a competition when everybody starts sweaters and the jackets and you see what first place look like, you know, because there's gym ready and there's stage ready, and it pays to do your homework. I'll just say that.
Yes, but you know, for competitors, regardless of experience, you basically should look at a show as, this is the best body I could bring to this show at this time based on everything I knew and everything I could possibly do. And if you treat it like that, you're going to be A-okay. You can't treat it like I have to get first or I'm disappointed that I didn't finish in the top five. You did the best you could at that time with the resources you had. If you don't learn from that, then you may have some issues. But if you learn from that, you're going to be okay.
Oh, that's so well said. That's so well said. I'm glad you shared that, because that, if we really understood health and fitness in the way it should be, that's what it always should be about. Is because the camaraderie at these shows is bar none. I'm sure you know, just like I do, there's people you stay in contact with year round, and it's simply from meeting at these competitions.
My wife does the best at that. She will tell people backstage, trade phone numbers, get email addresses, text each other, stay in contact with each other, make the most friends you possibly can backstage. And then that way it's like a family. It's like a big group. And when you get a big family backstage and everybody's pulling for each other, then that's what you want.
Yes.
But she does a great job of doing that in the meeting. She's in the meeting. She'll tell people, connect with people you don't know, you've never met before, live in a different area. And so it keeps all the camaraderie in the sport when you do that.
Yeah, and it really, I mean, I've heard, and this is, you know, and down at your show, so this is, I can actually say it because I was there when it happened, is when the yelling and screaming was coming from backstage as well as in the audience for the winner, because it's like, you know, we know this. I mean, I used to joke about basketball when I would say, you know, when people would see Michael Jordan do a move, and I said, if you actually played the sport, you'd understand just how hard that move was. And it's the same thing with natural bodybuilding. It's a lot of work, and there's a lot of struggle, and there's a lot of respect that comes from that. And when you see the people that, you know, from last year to this year, and they made a significant change because they finally got the mental understanding, this is what I need to do, and they met that right support group where this is where you need to be, and this is how you need to go about it. Those things just are so uplifting. And I mean, it's just, it just really thrills your heart to know that, you know, they got it. They finally got that moment that they worked so hard for.
I would totally agree. And I think if we could get that to be a standard in all the shows, then that would be great. But, you know, it's something you have to work for. It's not anything that's going to happen overnight. But you have to work for it, and you have to consistently send that message for it to happen.
Well, you're setting the standard. So, you know, it that day has to happen, because it's being unveiled every time you push your new limit. Because I think people don't understand that you're not just asking for us to push ourselves to a new level, but you're challenging yourself and your group to step it up on how to get better in all assets. And that's important, because, you know, it's like I said, we can't just keep going from one side looking and not acknowledging the other side's view and what they're doing, because life doesn't work that way. If you can't see it from someone else's point of view, then you're not really looking at life.
Yeah. You know, we have a promoters meeting every year at the end of the year. And the promoters meeting is, we talk about what we need to do. We don't venture outside of us. And so we talk about what we need to do and how we can be better at what we're doing. And I think if you take that approach, 9 out of 10 times you're going to be a little bit better the next year. But at our promoters meeting, that's what we cover. Everything we did correctly and some things we didn't do correctly, and try and fix those things and try and stay ahead of the game, because, you know, with all the competition from all the natural organizations, you really want to stay on top of everything and try and be as best as your organization can be. Do the best you possibly can.
You're doing a great job of it, I can tell you that, because I won't say any names. There's no point in doing it because most people wouldn't understand them anyway. But there was the NPC side where they were just furious at how they figured they could bury it and the NNBF would disappear. And, you know, you go to these, the Missouri shows, and you see that's not even close to happening. It almost sounds like a concert sometimes if you're not sure about where you're going with all the clapping, yelling, and screaming. So I think they bit off more than they could chew with you.
I think, too, as far as one of our goals, too, what we need to look at doing is finding a way that we can have one really large natural event where we have all of our sponsors, where we have our best athletes. We need to have our own natural Olympia, our own fitness expo, where we have all of our best resources and all of our best people. And I think that's the goal that we need to shoot for, especially when we get other natural organizations involved. I think that would really put us over the top.
I stopped going to the Arnold because I said it just wasn't what I was about. You know, I said they're doing things that I don't agree with, so why would I go and support it? And I said it would be nice if we had our own version of that, because we have so many well-known natural competitors that we could bring the house down if we wanted. You know, like you said, if we come together. But that's like you said, that's going to be work, but it can be done.
Well, it's work we're going to do. So
it can be done. I know it, because it's too much love and too much camaraderie where it can happen. You know, it would have to be somebody willingly saying, I'm willing to derail everything that we can do simply out of a selfish thought or act or way of thinking. That's the only thing that can derail it.
So what we need to do is have another natural summit and see if we can't bring all the natural heads together and say, okay, let's find a way we can work together. I'm not saying you have to do everything we do. I'm not saying we have to do everything you do. But let's find a way that we all can work together and come up with some common guidelines so that we all can work together.
Well, I think an expo would be the way to make that happen.
I'm gonna put you in charge of that. How's that?
Hey, you know what? I'll take that. If you want to challenge me, I'll take that. Yes. If it's about bringing people together, God knows. I'm more than willing to do that. Yes, sir. I'll get that on the West Coast today.
You have about 15 phone calls you'll have to make to different organizations, but count me in. Count me in. I'll be the first one
in. I know
there
it
you
has.
Go.
I believe in my heart and my soul that this is where we should have been long ago.
Well, Caitlin, it's going to happen. I would just like to happen. I'd just like for it to happen on my watch. It's going to happen.
Yes,
but it's whether or not we can make it happen with our time, during our time.
Yes, agree. And I know it's enough love in this industry that we can drown out the hate that's slowing down that kind of growth. Because, I think I'm going to get a little tricky on this, and this is from Star Trek. And it was Spock when he said it. He said, nature abhors a vacuum. We can't make this big space and not fill it with the life that we have. Natural bodybuilding is big, and it could be so much bigger and so much better if we, you know, get on that, like you said, on that common ground.
And Taylor and I honestly believe somebody's going to come along and he's going to unite all of us. I was just hoping that it'd be one of us to do it.
Yes. And I've always said that it's so great when you have people that want to do something, but it's so much better when you have people that want to do it actually know how to get it done. And I think that's that's where we are right now. So I accept
agree.
I'm going to start doing it. I'm going to pick on Desiree, and we're going to come up with something. And then I'm going to jump on JB and Joe and something. Yes, sir. You have made my night.
I'm
going
to hold you to that.
Yes, sir. You have made my night.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yes,
every time
sir.
I see you, I'm saying, where are we with the summit? All right?
Yes, sir. And
All right.
I will have an answer. I will have an answer. It might not be the exact